What's up, y'all? It's the Bank Trapper here.
And I'm Fatima the Banker.
And we talking married life and bank trapping. We here to get your bank vault booming. And so, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the importance of having family meetings on a continual basis and really just checking the temperature of your whole team. And as we've been progressing and developing into this unit that we are creating for our empire, there's been a lot of new skills that we had to learn to acquire. And one of them is really like the importance of having a basic framework that is kind of universal between all of us, then learning to be able to add our own flavor later. And so for an example of what that is a budgeting system, right? A lot of our people have never budgeted before, or what they thought of as budgeting wasn't actually budgeting. And so it's good that everybody understands how to add the guap in the same kind of way. And so one of the things that we do is we create columns. And so we have a master income column. And the formula for income is revenue minus expenses equal income. And so everybody should have the mentality of operating like a business. And every family is not truly a family if they're not operating using a trust and an LLC, because America in itself is a corporation. And so when we break these sections up, we have the master income sheet, we have the master sheet that goes for expenses, i.e., you know, bills, etc. And we make sure that everything is accounted for and has all of everybody's income, everything all brought in together. So when it's on that master sheet, we can all see plain and clearly exactly what's supposed to go where and what's coming in from where. And so we really use this to ground ourselves. What are some of the ways that grounding ourselves has helped you?
So for me, it's helped because before moving down to Texas a little over three years ago, I didn't really know how to budget. All I knew was how my mom would budget. Was just writing down the bills on a piece of paper when you got paid and subtracting that from the amount that you got paid. That's pretty much how I would budget. And that's really not budgeting. It's just more of like, okay, how much needs to go out and how much can I spend? And so now, when we started budgeting together after moving to Texas, it opened my eyes a lot to see like how important it was to know how much, one, how much is coming in truly, how much really does need to go to the bills, where the money is going outside of bills, and also learning how to save. So just having that, being able to manage your money in those ways will open your eyes to see, actually, it'll help you to control your household even more, just because now you can see what's going in and what's coming out, who's putting in what and who's taking out what. And then you can also keep track of, like, when there's emergencies, then you'll be, you know, prepared for that. Whereas, like, with our people, what is it, the number, like 56% of people don't even have $1,000 in their savings account, and it's just due to the lack of knowing how to budget, and then the feeling that they have to keep up with the Joneses, even though the Joneses were broke, they still have the need, feel the need to keep up with the Joneses and spend money for looks and appearances. But
also, you hit on something that was really important too, is that emergency fund and things like that. And so a lot of people think, you know, when it comes to budgeting, you're supposed to be putting a chokehold on your money. Mm-hmm. And that's not what you're supposed to do. Currency is a Latin word, and the root word cur is to run, and rency is consistently. And so you're supposed to allow that money to flow from you out and then back to you. And all money is the evidence of energy transfer. And so you have to have an understanding of even money and how to do it when you're in the first place. And so the way that we budget it is money allocation. And so we are consistently allowing our money to flow. And so it's not that we don't spend money because you are taxed harder if you're a hoarder. And then if you transact in ways to where you realize the debt, because all U.S. currency is a debt note. And so it's important to understand that as you're getting money in, that money needs to be going towards some type of business or investment, depending on what it is, because really a business is an investment if you're doing it the right way, but something that's going to make it to where you can stop trading your time for money. Because if you're trading your time for money, you're still a part of the slave system. And that's what our counterparts, especially in the Asian community, understand better than anybody. And so even within their whole community, they take it to a system where they understand, okay, these are all the dudes that need to go where they need to go. These are the systems we need to establish. And people in their community will wait their turn to start their business and allow others to do that, because they have developed the trust with one another, and they see the unity that they are bringing to one another. And so they are prepared to allow that currency to wash amongst them in order to build their side of town up. And in order for us to really change this, you know, as a family, it has to start with us. And so the key takeaways, since, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, we just wanted to deliver some value to y'all, is that you understand that money is the evidence of energy transfer. Currency to allow that thing to run consistently, that we need to change our outlook on money, and that budgeting isn't to put your money in a chokehold, it's just to allocate it to the things that are going to make you more money, and that you should have a master balance sheet that everybody who's operating with you can see, and then have a way of transparency so you can see, you know, because like we can see into all of our accounts, because it's myself, my wife, and my sister, we all are doing this together. And then we are involved with other transparent organizations like ABS and things like that that allow us to see the different ways that they make money and do things. And, you know, as well as they see how we handle our finances. And we are working to continue to structure and build and help our community. But first it starts, you know, at home. And then really, before it even gets to that point, it starts with yourself, because if you can't help yourself, you can't help anybody.
And that, baby? One of the key takeaways, so all of those were good. I just wanted to add to, because having that family structure is very important, but having that structure within yourself is very important also. So I would like to add in like the key point to take away would be that having a functioning, strong family business with a strong foundation And understanding that marriage and the separation of families in our community are the number one causes of those separations. So money is that number one cause of the separation of marriages and family foundations, because it's not because of not wanting to work together, it's because we don't know how to budget and we don't know how to manage money together, and we think it's about competition. So those are my key takeaways to add to.
All right, thank y'all for tapping in with the Bank Trapping family over here talking married life and bank trapping. We hope that got your bank ball booming. Peace.
Peace.